Hello, everyone. Episode 46, Cerebral Flex. Nam Wunsakati, Jareth R. Blackstar. This is our Rick and Morty episode, bitches. It's going to be amazing.
Bitches.
Yep. And most of my information came from the Rick and Morty site. If you haven't seen that site, very thorough site.
I like fandom in general for anything.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Wheel of Time, Lovecraft. They have a really great Lovecraft fandom. Fandom's dope. Fandom's where the fans are at.
There you go.
It's my dad joke of the day. I'm sorry.
It was a hideous one too.
It was bad. Yeah. I inwardly cringed and I had a tingle down my spine, but that was how bad it was. I still smell it.
But yeah, if you don't love Rick and Morty, just turn off this show right now, please. Go away. So yeah. I don't know if you want to go through your favorite quotes or your favorite scenes or both, or just freestyle it all.
I mean, we could freestyle it all. I guess let's start out with, what is your favorite season of Rick and Morty? Do you have a favorite season?
No.
No?
No. Nope.
Okay. Nope. I would say my favorite season, because I do things sequentially, I guess. I'd say my favorite season's either season 2 or season 3. Season 2, because I like a lot of the one-off episodes that they have, but I do enjoy like the overarching narrative and lore of season 3. I also really like the end of season 2 too, where Rick it gives himself up and it sets up the premiere for season 3. That's pretty great. I love it.
Yeah, the escape.
Yes. But I'd say it's probably season 2, because I think they have more solid episodes. What I've noticed people saying more recently with Rick and Morty is that the first couple seasons were better than the more recent ones. But I kind of disagree, mainly because I think things eventually shift and change, and I like where they're at right now.
Yeah, I haven't gotten really into season 5 yet. As I told you off air, I'm kind of waiting for all of them to collect on Hulu.
Yeah.
So I can just really dive into it and then sit there, binge it, take it all in. But I do have a favorite episode. That was season 2, episode 8, which is the interdimensional cable 2 tempting fate episode.
The one with where Jerry gets sick.
Where he almost loses his manhood.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode.
And then he wants to give it up, but then he doesn't. And then, yeah. Yes.
Dude just wants acceptance.
Why is that one your favorite episode?
What'd you say?
Why is that one your favorite episode?
Because of Interdimensional Cable 2, just how improv, like, it was crazier than Interdimensional Cable 1. Mm. So good. So, yeah, my favorite parts of that was, like, you know, I'm the eye hole, man. I'm the only one who's allowed to have eye holes. And he kicks the eye holes out of the aliens' heads.
So
gotta get up out of here with my eye holes.
I have three that are my favorite, and they constantly interchange. And funnily enough, I love season 2 more than I love season 3, but my three favorite episodes are from season 3. Pickle Rick is amazing. Anytime I'm like in a state of like, man, I really don't want to be alive anymore. If I watch the Pickle Rick episode, man, makes me happy. Rick turning himself into a pickle to avoid therapy. Then he goes to therapy and gets psychoanalyzed. He calls it bullshit. And
right, but
she just calls him out.
That's the exact episode that makes me feel targeted and makes me work on what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because that's where I put my longest quote. It's from Dr. Wong.
All right.
Where she says, what?
Yeah,
you don't want
go ahead.
You want to know? Yeah, she said, Rick, the only connection between your unquestionable intelligence and the sickness destroying your family is that everyone in your family, you included, use intelligence to justify sickness. You seem to alternate between viewing your own mind as an unstoppable force and as an inescapable curse. And I think it's because the only truly unapproachable concept for you is that it's your mind within your control. You choose to come here. You chose to come here. You chose to talk to belittle my vocation, just as you chose to become a pickle. You are the master of your universe, and yet you are dripping with rat blood and feces. Your enormous mind literally vegetating by your own hand. I have no doubt that you would be bored senseless by therapy, the same way I'm bored when I brush my teeth and wipe my ass. Because the thing about repairing, maintaining, and cleaning is it's not an adventure. There's no way you do it so wrong you might die. It's just work. And the bottom line is some people are okay going to work, and some people, well, some people would rather die. Each of us gets to choose. She totally knocked everything about Rick out of the park. Like his entire facade just entirely crumbles at that moment. And then they just bullshit her in the car and act like she didn't just lay down 100% truth.
Yep.
But yeah, that always made me like, maybe I am, you know, using intelligence to justify my sickness.
Yeah.
You know,
it is a very good quote. Yep. I don't really like the quote because it does, it calls you out. But yeah, that is the thing about mental health is it's like wiping your ass. You don't want to do it, but you kind of have to.
Right.
And there are some people who would rather die. Kind of depends on the day, which person I'd rather be. But I always choose to wipe my own ass. So, you know, still going strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I like that episode. Like the entire episode's based around the premise of he doesn't want to go to therapy and he goes on this crazy, wacky adventure where he's a pickle who winds up killing rats and assassinating people and becoming friends with this, you know, criminal bounty hunter. And then, you know, he winds up going to therapy and gets called out and they get in the car and act like nothing else happened. Everything's yep. fine. And it kind of like reveals the relationship between him and Beth and how she's always looking for his approval. I think it's a really good one. So that's one of them, but it fluctuates between how much I like it and don't like it. And then the other one is episode 4, season 3, The Vindicators. That one's just great too, because again, it's Rick like pissing all over everything. And, Morty's like thinks that Rick like actually loves him, but then he goes on like the little carnival ride and it's actually not for he's actually not talking about Morty at all. He's talking about that one superhero whose name I forget. I think it's like Oomph Loop or something like that. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Morty's just like he's tearing up and crying on the ride, and he's like, oh, he does care about me. And then it's like, no, Oomph Loop, I love you. I get you, man. I understand you. I'm going to send you back now. Everything's going to be okay. And Morty's just like completely done at that point because Rick's, you know, completely destroyed the Vindicators and shown how like shallow and empty these superheroes are and the awfulness that they cause. And Morty's like, all right, just fuck you, dude. Let's go home. And I love that episode because that's hilarious.
Well, he kills most of them in his own little...
Yeah. In his saw trap way, and he's drunk. And Morty's interpreting everything. It's great. It's a
beautiful episode. I love the way the main, like, the white male that's, like, Captain Hero over there. I love how he died. I forgot his name.
He flew up and just gets, like...
Yeah, he's like, I can't take it anymore. And he, like, totally, like, ripped off his mask of being nice and fake. And he's, like, calls Morty retarded pretty much. And, like...
No, he does call him retarded.
Oh, and then he, like, flies around and gets chewed up in the ceiling. He says,
you're the retarded sidekick that we bring along for photo ops. Yeah. So good. And then I just feel like episode 3, 4, and 5 of that season are great because the next one's the Whirly Dirly Conspiracy, where Beth is just failing as a mother. And you have Rick taking Jerry on a space adventure because Morty asked him to, because Morty's not dealing with his parents' divorce well at all.
Yep.
And I really honestly enjoyed the sequence where they all meld together. They have the psychedelic sequence where there's Jerry and he's having like an intense trip, and you got
they turn into time.
Yeah, they're a Baphomet symbolism, yeah. And Rick's head's randomly floating around saying, "I have shit on my ass. like for no reason, and they become animals and they're fighting each other, and then they're humans and they're doing things to each other, and I'm literally time. And then right after that episode, and they're like, we all merged and became one, Rick just straight up murders the dude, just straight up murders him, and everything goes back to being normal. Like,
well, he took a dampener.
Yeah, less than 30 seconds afterwards, everybody's back to normal. This big psychedelic trip everyone's taken, and they've discovered themselves, and everything is good and fine in the world, and we're all connected. They automatically resort to killing and hating each other 30 seconds later, and it's perfect.
I mean, it was mainly just Rick. I don't know how long they would have liked each other otherwise.
I mean, Jerry immediately goes back to hating Rick right after that, too. So it's
because
great.
He murdered the guy.
I know.
I think it snapped him back faster.
Yeah. I think it's a great representation of how, like, unless you're constantly doing like psychedelics and therapy and stuff like that, it's very easy to just snap back right away.
Yeah. That is a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favorite quote of all Rick and Morty was from season two. Rick Sanchez said it. Season two, episode one, A Rickle in Time. Where he says to both Summer and Morty, so in conclusion, you're both equally mercurial, overly sensitive, clingy, hysterical, bird brain homunculi. And I honestly can't even tell the two of you apart half the time because I don't go by height or age. I go about amount of pain in my ass, which makes you both identical. Yeah, that one makes me feel like that's how I feel towards most people. But that's the episode where he unfreezes time. And then Morty and Summer have been living so long on frozen time, a parallel dimension develops. And that weird testicular alien comes.
Oh, isn't that the one where Rick's floating through space? And he's like, God, please, if there was ever a time that, you know, I needed you, I need you now. And I know I haven't really believed in you. And then he gets the collar. And he's like, ha, fuck you, bitch, I win. Like, he tells God to fuck off and die. Yep. Right after he was praying for salvation.
Which is pretty much like all of us in like dire straits or like if we're about to die or something. I was proud of myself because when I was like sliding on my head on the motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
And I was literally watching my life fly before my eyes. I did not beg for forgiveness.
Good for you.
Right? I was like, God, this is it.
I'm glad that you've grown.
I was like, wait, I'm still alive. What? I'm still here. All right. I think I can walk. All right. But yeah, that's my favorite Rick and Morty quote. When I heard that, I was hooked to Rick and Morty. I was like, oh shit, you just snapped. But yeah, I think most people are a little clingy, a little hysterical. Calm the fuck down. You know,
I love as far as like quotes grow, I don't have like a lot of like favorite quotes, but I have like a lot of like of the favorite like taglines and sayings, like wubba lubba dub dub.
Yeah,
come on, that's amazing. I once wrote that on a whiteboard at work, wubba lubba dub dub, and it stayed there for a long time. And I'm not sure if anybody ever got it or not.
I'm sure someone did,
but I really enjoyed that. The Me Seeks.
Mm-hmm.
I love that episode.
I have favorite quotes from like pretty much every episode.
Existence is pain.
I mean, the Me Seeks episode I wrote down this morning. And none of them were Me Seeks, unfortunately. I know everyone loves Me Seeks. Like, you know, we feel pain. We just want to die.
Existence is pain for a Me Seeks.
That's season one, episode five. And my favorite quotes of that one was, oh, great adventure, buddy. Rick and Morty go to giant prison. You know, if somebody drops the soap, it's going to land on our heads and crush our spines, Morty. You know, it'd be really easy to rape us after that. and then the lawyer comes. It's like, fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the violation of civil liberty. Like, I'm from a tiny person's advocacy group, and I have here in my hand a motion to dismiss. These little men were never read their giant rights and are there five free five to go home. And then everyone's like looking at him. He's like, what? This is a thing giants say. That's the best. And then the tavern,
Yeah.
The lady and the waitress like, pay them no mind. Those stair goblins can be moody. Now, what can I get you? We've got Scarlog poppies, Flurlo, Hellzingers, Bloogies, Juicy Time babies. And Rick's like, yeah, yeah. What about some Scotch whiskey? You got any of that around here or just a bunch of nonsense words? Love that. I don't know. I just love his fucking horrible like sarcasm. And then Rick's like, we'll have two Bloogies and we're wondering, is there a faster way we can get down the stairs and then slippery staircase?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all need a ride down the stairs? And then his head smacks into the bench that Morty's sitting on. His like face smacks because his neck can't keep his head up or something.
Oh, man.
It's like, my name's Slippery, Slippery Stair. I'll take you down there for 25 schmeckles. And then Rick's like, 25 schmeckles? I don't know how much that is. Or is that a lot? Is that a little? And the waitress like, that's exactly how much I spent on my big fake boobies. The boobie buyer's like, hi, I'm Mr. Boobie Buyer. I'll buy those boobies for 25 schmeckles. And then she's like, no. And he's all like, rats, what a shame.
That episode is weird. I forgot about that. Weird shit that happens.
Yeah, and then there's Mr. Jellybean.
Hi, I'm Mr. Jellybean. Isn't that what's supposed to happen on adventures?
And then he like tries to fuck with Morty, and like Morty beats the shit out of him and is forever traumatized.
Yeah, that's the episode where Morty lost his innocence because he went on an adventure. He thought it was going to be whimsical and fun, and then he winds up almost getting,
raped,
assaulted in a bathroom.
Yeah.
And but like then they also start playing with the idea, which I don't know what you think, but like they play with the idea that Rick does love and care about his grandkids because then he like goes and kills the dude.
No, he definitely cares a lot. Like that's why he risked his life to jump down there and save him in the Rickle in time.
Right.
And that's why he shot Mr. Jellybean. That's right. Why he could manipulate the toxic Rick.
Right.
Because that's part of his talk. That part I didn't get. Like, why is the toxic Rick the one that cares about his Morty?
I'm not sure.
And not the healthy Rick.
I don't know. But
that makes me wonder about the minds of the writers right there.
For season three, a lot of the writers from the first couple seasons changed too. And that's when we started getting more Rick and Morty lore. As opposed to like the one-off episodes.
Okay.
I like
them all.
The episode I laughed the most at was the one where Abe Rudolph Linkler comes in.
The big party.
Abe Rudolph Linkler is the most funny.
Wait, that's after. That's before the big party. When was he introduced?
He was introduced in the last episode of season one.
Okay.
Ricksky Business. It is the one where they have the party when the parents are gone.
Oh, I thought he was introduced in an episode before that.
I love it though. It is fucking hilarious. I laughed so much at his confliction and like whoever came up with that idea is a genius and should be praised, because Abe Rudolph Linkler, come on. I took the best parts of Lincoln and I took the best parts of Adolf Hitler and I put them into one, and he's just a confused, angry, doesn't even know what he's doing.
Right, no, he wants to be nice, he wants to help, and then he also has a lot of hatred. And
he wants to kill people, and it's great. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I laughed more at that part when that kid went out there and that alien took him and was putting him in different holes and he was like enjoying it.
Was that in the same episode?
Yeah, that one kid ran out of the house.
Yeah. He
instantly got taken. And then when, after every season, there's that extra super hilarious blurb.
Yes.
Jumps on. That's the part where they show him and Adolf Winkler getting, you know, put inside this alien.
I remember that now.
And he's
just
like, oh, yep. What does that cat say all the time?
All I know is that the words, squanch.
Yeah, squanch. I've been trying to remember that word for like.
All I know is like my favorite quote by Linkler though is prepare to be emancipated from your own inferior genes. Like what the fuck? Prepare to be emancipated from your own inferior genes. The fuck.
Basically, you're about to be murdered.
You're like, oh my god, that's hilarious. That's the best line I've ever heard.
No, my best lines are all serious though. But I like when Morty said, "Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Everybody's gonna die. Come watch TV." And that was season one, episode eight, where they're unimpressed. That's the first. That's the first interdimensional cable episode.
It is.
They didn't like what's on TV, and then Rick installs the cable box that shows other dimensions.
Yep.
And then there was like corn cop, like detective episode with corn where they're all made of corn. Oh, there's a bunch of fun episodes. That's the one that had the two brothers, right? Two brothers. Or was that interdimensional cable too? I think it was one.
It might have been two.
I feel like one. Because Michael Jenkin, whatever, was Quadrant, Michael Quadrant, whatever. That was the second one. But the two brothers where the moon collides with Earth and like a bunch of old ladies and tomato guns. And it's just called Two Brothers.
The interdimensional cable ones are great.
Yes.
They are
awesome. Those are probably some of my favorites. I also like the train. Episode where they're on this time loop train. What was it called?
Oh yeah,
I forgot what it was called. But either way, oh yeah, interdimensional cable had Strawberry Schmiggles. We can't leave out Strawberry Schmiggles. That commercial was sick. Nobody can get their hands on my Strawberry Schmiggles.
What is with you and the guys? You really like the guys who like the nobody
all set up.
No, the guys who nobody can touch my. Nobody can touch my Strawberry Schmiggles or
the eye hole man.
The eye hole man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the only one allowed to have eye holes.
Personal space.
Yeah. Okay.
Get out of my personal space.
All right.
Number one. This is my personal space. Number two. And the guy watching the show in the background's like. No, the Strawberry Schmiggles up. It was a mix between the Trix Rabbit and fucking Lucky Charms, dude.
Yes.
And he's all dancing with his cereal, and the two kids come up and rip his guts open, and they're eating the cereal out of his entrails. Oh, why are you? Oh!
That's the one thing about Rick and Morty is it's quite brutal.
Yeah. And then Baby Legs, the detective Baby Legs.
Oh my god.
Detective Baby Legs.
Yes. Good lord.
And normal legs. Like baby legs. You're gonna go out with normal legs here. And then Fake Doors, the commercial for Fake Doors. I think, Interdimensional Cable was amazing. And then that Tickets Please guy, the Never Ricking Morty, season 4, episode 6. So those are my three favorites, probably. What did I say my favorite one was? I already forgot. But yeah, I have a lot of favorites, I guess.
I like a lot of the little concepts from like season one, like the little robot that's purpose is to
the just butter do guy. Butter. Aww. Yeah. Oh, that was sad.
What is my purpose? To get me the butter. Oh my god. Like what?
And then he comes back and he's like, hey, you want to hang out? Like, and he's like, I'm not programmed for friendship.
Yep.
Because he's mad.
Yep, he's all butt hurt. I like I also enjoy the episode where Rick and Morty they shift the dimensions because they've ruined the one world. And they drag their dead bodies, and Morty's like horrified because he has to drag his own dead corpse to the backyard and bury it. I love that episode. I just love the concept of it. Like the horror on his face, like, oh my God, like what is happening? And like trying to reconcile the fact that like there's multiple versions of himself, and he's just gonna slip into the life of being a Morty with this family, and they're never gonna know. Like, that's such a mind fuck. It's great.
Yep. And then I don't know how many people they have in their writing room, but definitely a lot of talent.
Oh yeah, definitely. You got the Total Recall, the one where that's season two, episode four, where they keep like reproducing like all the imaginary figures that they only have good times with.
And yeah.
Beth shoots weird. Mr. Poopy Butthole at the end because she doesn't remember ever having a bad time with him. And he doesn't disappear right away. And he's like, oh God. Oh God. He's just sitting there bleeding out.
Oh, yeah. He's like, is this what it's like to be shot to death?
And she goes to the kitchen after she realizes.
And she's like drinking the wine.
Yeah. And crying. It's so good. Like, what?
Oh man. And then what the physical therapist at the end told her when she wanted to visit him.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good episode.
I love that.
And then what's another one? Steely. Steely's probably my favorite character from all Rick and Morty characters.
Why is that?
Because he's hilarious. The dude with the long arms that steals shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he finally gets back to his little lair, and he's like, all right, okay, we're in the quiet safe room where none of the people whose stuff I stole can get to us. Now, let's look at all the stuff we got. We got a bag of Bobbish. That's 8 Brapples. We got a Plumbus. That's 6.5 Brapples. We got a crushed party cups, 15.5 Brapples. Something about Mr. Steely. I fucking love that dude. He like goes in the office. What are you doing here? You can't. He's like putting staplers in his pockets and all this stuff while his dude's talking to him in his own office. And then he gasses the dude or like puts a freaking napkin on his face and puts him unconscious and actually stole the dude too. He's walking down the sidewalk with an unconscious dude and a bunch of shit he stole. There's just something great about Mr. Steely. Or just Steely. He's one of my favorite. I like the abstract weird shit, obviously.
Yeah, like the really random, just yeah, out of nowhere things.
Steely's the hands down favorite thing.
That's very much describes me and you. I like the linear story, the psychological things, and you're just like Mr. Steely with the schmeckles. Like what
the brapples.
The brapples.
Like knuckles and brapples, that makes me laugh. All right, Plumbuses, weird things like that. How, the creation of the Plumbus,
15.5 brapples. So ridiculous.
And then that the doctor in the interdimensional cable too,
yep,
talking about humans and their penis problems. He's like, and even if he did, he wouldn't comprehend them. I've dealt amongst the humans, their entire culture is built around their penises.
Yes,
it's funny to say they are small. It's funny to say they are big. I've been at parties where humans have held bottles, pencils, thermoses in front of themselves and called out, hey, look at me. I'm Mr. So-and-so dick. I've got such and such for a penis. I never saw it fail to get a laugh.
It's not wrong.
I know. It's like, for me, like, I've always wondered why that's funny to other people.
Yeah.
Like, shit ain't funny to me.
Yeah.
But this guy just calls it out.
So what you're saying is you identify with the aliens.
Old alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree that's with funny. Him. I think humans are fucking stupid for that.
That is interesting. That explains.
Who cares
a
how
lot.
Big your boobs are or how big your penis is? We're all gonna die. And then Philip Jacobs, the host of the Personal Space Show, that guy alone is another one of my, he's like almost close to Steely. He has like a projector just to show you how important personal space is.
That would be you.
Yeah.
That would 100% be you.
And the skin, I don't even want it in my personal space. Rick's like, what an asshole.
So what I've surmised is we enjoy a lot of the earlier stuff.
Yeah.
Not that the newer stuff is not as good. It definitely right. is. They're just much more story oriented, in later seasons than they are in the very beginning. Like in the very beginning, they're very like non-linear all over the place. But as you go on through the seasons, they start to kind of develop a overarching storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had a vague storyline in the beginning ones.
Yeah.
But it gets deeper and deeper as the seasons go on.
Which I'm okay with. As long as they do the random ones every now and again, you know?
Yeah. I think they have to always bring it back for people like me that just really love random shit. Crombopolis Michael, another great character.
Oh my God, I forgot about that
character. I have no code of ethics. I'll kill anyone, anywhere. Children, animals, old people, doesn't matter. I just love killing. And then he gets ready and he's just like, here we go, killing again. He like kisses his cross and a picture of his baby. And Oh man, and then that's the episode Jerry was dropped off at Jerry daycare facility.
Oh yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's all pissed off about it, but like he keeps like loving it at the same time.
Yeah.
He tries to lead the revolt. Gas
creature that Morty falls in love with and can take him on trippy songs, and he actually just wants to kill all carbon-based life forms.
And then he has to kill it. That's what I love, is I love the slow corruption of Morty's character. Just like slowly going deeper and deeper.
It's sad. It's like his whole life is out to get him.
Yeah.
From the toxic episode to like the first where he had to eat that seed, or just put the seed up his butt, put the seeds up his butt, and it had that horrible effect on him at the end.
Yep. That's in the first episode.
Yep. And he's sitting there twitching on the garage floor, and Rick's over him yelling about how they're going to do this forever. I'm like, oh, man. Ever. Horrible.
Just like the Szechuan swap.
Yeah, the Szechuan swap. I do it for the Szechuan swap. He's like drooling all over himself.
Yep.
Oh man. And then the corrupt Mortys in
Rick Lantis. Rick Lantis, the Rick Lantis mix up where they're showing like the
evil the one Citadel. The controls.
Yeah, and
the Rick.
Yeah, and then you got Morty becoming a president, but it's a nefarious evil Morty.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the cop, there's the evil Morty cop.
That the Rick just shoots him in the head and like goes outside, and the Rick's trying to do the right thing, and they just let him off.
Yeah.
I love in that episode too, they have the episode with like the Rick that they're playing the memories for, and they have Sam Elliott doing the voiceover for the wafers. Freedom wafers. Yeah. We steal the memories so that you can cherish them forever. Like, what the fuck? It's so good. Morty gets shot by another Morty, and he becomes the president. And then, like, all these Ricks are like, yeah, we actually run this shit. And he's like, who all agrees with you? Like, evil villain, pours himself some liquor. And now I would monologue. But monologues are for speeches or something like that. That's a great one. I love it.
What about the, what is it? The Ricks Must Be Crazy season 2, episode 6, when Rick discovers a problem with his car's microverse battery.
Oh, and yeah, and they Morty keep going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yep. And then Summer's left in the car. And keep Summer safe. Yeah, and the car ends up, like, cubing a guy, making him into little cubes.
Oh, and then she's like, don't physically hurt anybody. And he's like, don't physically hurt anybody. And he starts, like, emotionally damaging people.
Oh, yeah, no, right, yeah. She psychologically messes with that cop, shows him his son that died before, and he melts in front of him.
Yeah, it's so
and then Summer tells her not to do anything psychological or physical, and she's just like,
you're making this very hard.
Right, and it's just like, so I, and like, and that's how you sound. She like makes fun of Summer.
Oh, so good.
He's like, I'm doing my damnedest to keep you safe, you little stupid motherfucker.
I love it. I love it. I love that. I love that they keep going deeper and deeper.
Yep.
Oh, into the battery. He's like,
wait for the ramp, Morty. They love the slow ramp. Really gets their dicks hard when they see this ramp slowly extending down. What about the what was that episode where he was with that woman that could take over other people's minds, have a hive mind type thing?
Oh yeah, God, I forget what her name was, but yeah,
it's horrible. Something entity. What is her name? Trinity? Is it Trinity?
I don't think it's Trinity. It might be, but you got that one. The Jerry ones are really good too, like the Jerry centric
Unity,
ones.
Sorry, Unity.
Yes, Unity. Yeah.
That was a good episode.
The Jerry centric ones are funny too, like when he proclaims that like Pluto is a planet again.
Yeah.
like they're mining the resources. That's why Pluto's getting smaller and smaller. Oh, yeah, the Jerry ones are great. Oh, the Titanic one.
Yeah, yeah, where that weird housekeeper lady's trying to like
to molest him.
Oh yeah, oh,
man.
That was good. And then she ends up clinging to the bottom of the car and getting dragged to her demise.
Yeah.
At the end.
I love it. Yeah.
The Tickets Please guy on Never Rick and Morty. I need to get into that a little more. Season 4, episode 6. Just as he was being torn in half, he woke up to a simulation set in a restaurant he didn't know with a family he didn't recognize. Like in the train, he finds himself being torn in half with his upper body flying into the sky and rotating, letting out an endless stream of blood. And it turned out that he was suspended in disbelief, slowly dying while living through a nightmare and a time-dilated reality. In his fantasy, 3 months have passed, and he became known as the Floaty Blood Man, still perpetually spinning and letting out a never-ending stream of blood. Due to this phenomenon, people have been thinking of him as a god, and a group of followers believed him to keep the whole universe alive by redirecting their repressed sexual energy. And then that one couple ended up getting it on and the whole universe disappeared. Best shit ever. Yeah, Floaty Blood Man, one of my favorite characters. So I got Steely, Floaty Blood Man, Krombopolis Michael. Yeah.
None of the popular abstract characters like Mr. Poopy Butthole or Squanch.
Yeah. Not a bird person or any of that shit. I'm just into the weird fucking
bird person is great. The wedding, everybody dying,
and then Phoenix person, and then he keeps him in Phoenix his garage.
Person. I forgot about Phoenix person.
He's like, at least I have you. Trying to kill him. Oh man.
All I will say is that for Rick and Morty, when they do eventually do their final season, I need the Cthulhu episode. Like in the intro, how they're being chased by the Cthulhu monster.
Yeah, I need them that to incorporate episode. Those intros into their the intro needs to be incorporated into the episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Whenever they're usually ready to call it quits.
Yeah. When they do the episodes or the intro, there's like scenes from the episodes, but then there's scenes that are never in any episodes. And I think that when they do their last season, they definitely need to at least explore some of the more iconic ones, like the Cthulhu monster chasing them. Like that needs to happen when they're done, but hopefully they won't be done for a long time.
Wait, they did the piano the smashing their heads thing. That really happened because that dude came back and helped him at the end of that one episode. So they did incorporate that one. I never saw the one where he's choosing the right Morty and they're all in a package and one falls on its face. I haven't seen that yet in an episode.
I don't remember if that one's happened in an episode or not. I don't think it has. But yeah, no, that's something they should definitely explore when they bring it to the conclusion, I think. Because I'd like to see that. But again, hopefully it won't be done for a while.
So yeah, I have nothing more to say other than if you don't love Rick and Morty, why did you watch this episode of Cerebral Flux? And if you do love Rick and Morty,
what are your favorite?
You're in the right place.
What are your favorite episodes? What are your favorite quotes? You know,
Leave
it in the comments.
Yeah. Hit like, subscribe, all the things that normal people on YouTube say.
Yeah.
And back rubs.
Yeah. And if you want to troll. I don't know. It's a Rick and Morty episode.
Tell us how horrible or if you think we're right wing leaning or if you think we're horrible toxic males or whatever you want to tell us.
Has somebody called us toxic males yet? I think
no, not yet, but I'm sure it's coming. I predict the future.
So on the next episode, I think we're gonna do current events, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do some.
We're gonna get events. Serious. We might get in a fight again. You know, that gets that viewership goes up when we're fighting.
Yeah, we might.
People like that shit.
But it won't be current events when it airs, but it'll be semi-current still. You know, not a lot happens in the course of a few months.
Yeah, not really. We're gonna tell you what's going on in the worlds.
Yeah, so we will we'll do that one next, and then we'll figure out something after that. But
yeah,
we hope you guys have enjoyed the past couple weeks. We did astrology, did MBTI, we got Rick and Morty. So yeah.
Oh, and also in the comments, let us know what you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we don't bore the shit out of you. Maybe there's something you really want to learn about that you don't want to put the time and effort to research.
Yeah.
And maybe we can give you like a rudimentary, you know, beginner's course into whatever you want to know about.
Like more quantum mechanics.
Yeah. You want to know more about quantum mechanics? Let us know.
Yeah.
You want to get more in specifics about quantum tunneling or quantum entanglement? Let us know.
if you want to know the answer to life and who God is and where he came from, let us know. I'll get into it somehow.
Tell you what we think and you can disagree in the comments.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, people.
I wish you guys were more into Jung because I have so much I could share with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one guy come up to me and tell me that he's been watching our podcast and that he really loves that we don't care if we ever make it or not.
Oh.
And I was like, what do you mean? Who told you we don't care about ever making it or not? And he's like, no, but you can just tell, you know?
Wow. Wow. Way to have that assumption, sir.
No, I think it's a fair assumption for me.
Yeah.
I think I've hinted towards it many times.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Like, whatever. If you love us, love us. If you don't, go fuck yourself.
And just so you guys know, we're gonna continue to do this forever and ever. The plan is to have a backlog of episodes so that after we die, hundreds of episodes continue to come out.
Cerebral Flex is gonna be like Floaty Blood Man.
I like it.
Yep.
More episodes forever and ever.
It's for the Szechuan sauce.
Which, if that ever comes back, I need to try it and see if it's worth the hype or not. It's probably right? not. It's probably nasty.
The alien agreed.
Yeah, that's yeah.
He got his little excitedly doodlies.
All right, love you all. Be safe. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Bye bye.